All right, David, a couple of ticket techs. By the way, just to clarify, Rico and I were having this debate. Look, commercial breaks, no, we don't sit here and bicker about sports. We do that on the air. I don't know what this new stuff is. David, you've ever heard of this, like, party ribs? When I smoke ribs, I smoke ribs. Now, I'm not getting into some debate about whether you want Memphis style or you want to make them, you know, you need a hazmat suit to eat them. Have you seen this where people are cutting their ribs up before smoking them and they do them individually? I'm going, what planet am I on?
Yeah, you cut everything up and you season them individually and you cook them. It's party style. They're already ready. It's almost like wings where you can just go ahead and grab as many as you
put them in a
crock pot. You can get them done in 2.5 hours instead of 5 to 6.
You put them on the smoker. They're just already cut up. And then it puts the bark across the entire rib.
David, basically it's 2 hours at 275. Then all these guys are putting them in a big ass pan. This is where you lose me. Oh, yeah, they're throwing, you know, stick of butter, half a bottle of salt. I'm going, I don't want none of that. That is not how I need it. We were talking about it, and then Rico started bragging about, I got this technique, how to get the membrane off ribs. Yeah, we were off the rails because I just was like, okay. So, no, I just wanted to reaffirm what the hell we were talking about.
But, party ribs are just, they're individual. So, yeah, when you just put them in a thing and they're already there, you don't have to worry about cutting it up.
By the way, he's got a space smoker. He's got something called a gravity smoker, and he was explaining it's not 24 briquettes and it's not 26. It's exactly 25 briquettes.
Because I told you what happened the first time.
You smoked for 9 straight days like Jesus in the desert.
I put a whole bag of briquettes in there, and I couldn't get the damn thing to stop. I'm like, okay, stop. Is there a button? Can I go online?
There is not.
What are we going to do? So at this point, just empty out the freezer. This thing is going to keep cooking.
Rico was smoking a beach ball.
You were going to neighbors.
Rico, is that a bike in there?
David, it kept smoking all. I had to, in the middle of the night, move it away because the smoke was coming up to the bedroom window. I was like, oh my goodness. Let me move. It was still red hot. Like, okay. Made a mistake because you were gone. So I went back out there. I tried again, and then I realized you put about 25 briquettes in there. It'll cook forever. But then I couldn't get the heat to stay consistent, and I didn't realize you have to take – because I burned an entire – I had to take all the ash out the drawer. Once I did that, Mike, it was like I had the opposite of blackface. All of a sudden, the ash just came up and hit me in the face.
Nope. David, text, please.
We're on that note, this text here.
Holy hell.
I also agree with Paul. We should have an all-white league and, in fact, give it a 9-pointer.
That was a joke. Paul is, in fact, not a racist.
That was amazing timing to what you just said, Rico.
Ash everywhere.
Okay, again.
I was Ashy Larry.
Fine. I did not have what you said anywhere on my bingo board today.
It's like Tom Brady's wife.
That was a statement of, okay, just saying the guy seems like he's having a little crisis.
He needs to be loved. Right? I mean, he needs attention. Let's face it. He's out of football. And
you own a piece of the Raiders. You've been handed $350 million to be a terrible broadcaster with Fox. Why can't you just be normal? What is his problem?
He can't sit in the booth and just sit in the suite. He needs people to say, oh, you're Tom Brady. I mean, he's a broadcaster, but everybody, Olsen's still better than
you.
You
know
what's
weird? You know where he was loved? At home. And he blew up his family because he wanted to be an ass and go win a Super Bowl at 50 years old. Not my problem.
Right. I mean, he's doing pizza commercials. You're Tom Brady.
Right, I'm sorry, you don't have 4 divorces. Like, you don't need to do this. If Fox paid you $350 million, you think the Hut is paying you? They're not paying you $350,000.
But he needs the commercials so he can
say. No, he doesn't.
Hey, they need the notoriety.
I don't know who's a bigger ass, him or A-Rod. I can't really separate the two.
I'm going to say it's kind of tipping towards A-Rod's kind of forgotten about. Like,
did you see what he did over All-Star break?
I did, Mike.
He asked Justin Verlander what it was like to get DFA'd twice and be a low-round draft pick. Yeah, it was the number 2 pick in the draft.
Verlander was trying to be respectful. He's like, nope, that ain't me.
What Verlander should have done is crack a chair over his spine. The only thing I hate A-Rod.
And what was it like being when you got traded to the Dodgers? Well, it was great. Let me tell you all
about it. Why did you meet Will Smith?
Text come in and says, karate instructors are not to be trusted.
Well, obviously. I mean, I don't know what, you know what?
I'll so are we going to power rank like pool boy, karate instructor?
No, no.
Chauffeur.
I'm just, pizza delivery
Paul,
guy?
Paul, no. Maybe you could do that for your next blitz.
You know what? Let's move away, please.
Bench start cut.
Okay. Jerry Falwell's pool boy, Gargiulio. Oh, boy. You can tell it's mid-July.
Arnold's nanny.
Okay. Thank you.
Someone texts in and says, Rico, I would have loved to see that picture looking just like the Chappelle Show.
I was Ashy Larry, man. I'm coughing up dust.
David from Ohio texts in and says, hey, guys. Aren't party ribs just another name for the old school country ribs?
I don't know, man. I did that. You know, hold on. We got somebody who makes these damn things. I don't care. I'll take one call on it. I don't know that I need to alter anything. Right, I like party, smoking ribs regularly.
The party ribs are basically the baby backs, though. That's why.
Let me go. David, welcome. Thank you for contributing to this ridiculous conversation.
Gentlemen, I have a classic Weber, you know, kettle grill, nothing fancy.
Sure.
And I turned my grill basically into a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Party ribs are the only way to go. When you're making ribs, you want flavor, right? So all these guys cooking ribs, solid, you know, whole, they're making them look pretty. But ribs don't need to look pretty. They need to taste good. So as you cut them up, you do your smoking, you know, you season them up, you know, for a couple hours, whatever. At the end, you throw them in like a pan, like a metal pan and like a tinfoil pan. And then you put brown sugar, butter, and then your barbecue sauce, and you let them, and you cover it up, and you let them cook in there for like another hour. And then when that's done, then you char them up. And I tell you what, I'll put that rib against any rib, any competition rib in the world.
Yeah, David, listen, I understand the concept of it. And again, even if you're doing an alteration, because I don't think the 3-2-1 method is the best way. Those end up just too fall. Yeah, they end up too fall off the bone. You don't need to wrap them that long. Right. You don't need to smoke them that long. Right. The point is,
right. Need a little bite.
Some of these recipes lose me. When I mean, Rico and I watched something during a break. I mean, this guy was pouring a paint can of sauce in there. I'm going, I don't want that. I still want a level of bark. So I can understand if you're limiting what you're putting in there, I guess I could work my way that, all right, David, maybe I'll give it a run this weekend. I don't know.
You try it. I'm telling you, it's the easiest thing, and I guarantee you, your family, whoever, will love
them. Okay.
David, it looks good. I think I'm going to try this.
Yeah, light your smoker for 9 straight days.
I will not do that ever again.
Yeah. Anyway, don't use a garbage pellet grill and all that crap. Those are easy bake ovens to me. You want a charcoal offset grill. That's what you should use.
All right, David, listen, I appreciate you calling on it. Seriously. It's just a fun little side note. I appreciate you, man. Just, you know, it was a side note. We're not doing some topic on it.
But no, I won't be grilling, smoking for 3 days.
Can't believe you
called
yourself Ashy Larry.
Oh, man. Bruh.
David.
Let's just put it like this.
No, let's not.
I had to delete that footage from the security camera.
Oh, dude.
Here's the text, though. You're going to love this. I guess we finally have the answer to Doug's, do black dudes get ashy? Thanks, Rico.
Yes. With real ash.
David?
I want Rico to tell us how he removes the membrane from the ribs. Maybe an entire segment on barbecue.
No, hold on. Everyone knows how to do it. It just doesn't always work the way it's supposed to. But this guy's like, no. Flawless. Every time. Can't lose. I go, stop.
Always that way with him.
Stop that.
I'll show up and show Mike. No, here we go.
What's your secret? Go ahead, Mr. Miyagi. What do you have?
You got to earn it, and you haven't earned it
yet. Oh, shut up, you.
You haven't earned it yet.
I quit. If I battle with that thing for a few minutes and I don't have that ripped out in one spot, that's it. I'm scoring them, and I'm moving on. Because when you smoke them and you score it, It just incinerates itself and you move on.
I'll tell you in the break because if I set it on air, it'll be like drops for
no,
years.
No, we will be drop free.
Please.
No.
Please.
My right hand to God, we won't take a drop from this. I want to hear it. I mean it. I want to hear it.
Paul ain't saying nothing. No. I'll tell you in the break.
David, if David promises.
I wouldn't do it. I promise you, wouldn't do it. Because mm-hmm. I want to know how you do it.
This is how he has two families.
Stop it.
Wow.
No. She's just a friend.
I just went away for bread.
Lottery scratchers. Hey, man, it's midsummer.